今天我们讲人是Trevor。
And today we have Trevor among us.
还有他的太太 Amanda 也在我们当中。
And his wife Amanda is among us too.
好，请。
Good morning.
早。
Thank you for letting me preach here, Pastor Lou and ACBC family.
谢谢 ACBC 跟刘牧师让我可以在这里分享神的话语。
Please open your Bibles to Isaiah chapter 34.
请打开你们的圣经到以赛亚书34章。
And today we'll be talking about the wrath of God.
今天我们讲到神的愤怒。
That's sort of a scary title.
听起来好像蛮可怕的。
And maybe it reminds you of pictures of big preachers with red faces who yell at you.
可能你会想到有一个就是很就是有脸都变红的那一个讲员在这里，就是要告诉你一些很重要的事。
But not today.
不，今天不是这样。
Yesterday I talked with an older, very wise woman in our church about anger.
昨天就是在教会当中有一个比较年长的很有智慧的姐妹跟我讲到愤怒这个话题。
And she told me that anger is a very good self-defense tactic.
她跟我说愤怒其实是一个非常好自我防卫的一个方法。
Because when you're angry, all that you think about is yourself. All that you think about is how people have wronged you, how people have not been fair to you.
Yeah. 当你很愤怒的时候，你心里只会想到就是你只是想到你自己。他人家怎么对你不公平，人家对你什么错的地方。
So, our anger, when it leads us to focus only on ourselves, when you only see yourself, it's the same as being blind.
Yeah. 当你愤怒的时候，你只可以看到你自己。其实那个时候，你就好像瞎眼一样了。
And maybe you've experienced anger from somebody, from a parent or from a coworker, and you have felt the heat of their anger and felt the hurt of this blind person attacking you.
可能你也曾经有愤怒的时间，可能是你的家人，可能是你的同事，你很感觉得到他那个时候他那一个瞎眼的那个愤怒就投在你的身上。
But the wrath of God is not like that.
但是神的愤怒并不是这样的。
You know, a few months ago, I was a little depressed.
几个月之前，我有一点沮丧。
I asked God, teach me about your grace.
我求神让他教我他的恩典是怎么样一回事。
And here's what happened.
我这样是这样发生的那个时候。
My pastor taught a message about hell.
我的牧师讲到关于地狱的事。
And then everywhere I went to a Bible study or in my daily Bible reading, I read about God's anger.
那当我之后我无论是自己查经或是去自己看圣经的时候或是去查经的时候，我都看到神的愤怒。
And I think God was teaching me about his grace in a very unexpected way.
我想其实那个时候我想神是想教导我关于神的恩典，但是是从另外一个方向来教导我的。
So that's what I want to do today. Imagine a train station in your head.
这个就是我今天想传向你们传讲的。你们试试看去想一个火车站。
That train station is the love of God, and it is loving God, obeying God.
那个火车站里面的就是神的爱，就是跟着神的旨意来做。
And that's where I want us to end today.
那一个就是我们希望我们可以到尾到的地方就是那一个地方。
But how do we get there?
但是我们怎么可以到那一个地方呢？
The train that's going to take us there today is Isaiah 34.
那一个火车就是那一个以赛亚书34章。
And this is a passage about the anger of God.
这一个就是关于神的震怒的一段经文。
So would you please read with me verse 1 to verse 6?
请大家跟我一起念，就是从34章1节到6节。
Come near, you nations, and listen. Pay attention, you peoples. Let the earth hear and all that is in it, the world and all that comes out of it. The Lord is angry with all nations. His wrath is on all their armies. He will totally destroy them. He will give them over to slaughter. Their slain will be thrown out. Their dead bodies will stink. The mountains will be soaked with their blood. All the stars in the sky will be dissolved, and the heavens rolled up like a scroll. All the starry host will fall like withered leaves from the vine, like shriveled figs from the fig tree. My sword has drunk its fill in the heavens. See, it descends in judgment on Edom, the people I have totally destroyed. The sword of the Lord is bathed in blood. It is covered with fat, the blood of lambs and goats, fat from the kidneys of rams. For the Lord has a sacrifice in Bozra and a great slaughter in the land of Edom. And we'll stop there.
Yeah. 那个就是在以赛亚书34章1到6节，列国呀，要进前来听，众民呐，要侧耳听，地和地上所充满的，世界和其中一切所处的，都应当听，因为耶和华向万国发愤恨，向他们的全军发烈怒。 将他们灭尽，交出他们受杀戮，受被杀的必然抛弃，抽泣分，吸翅失守，抽泣上腾，珠扇被他们的血融化，天上的万象都要消没，天被卷起，好像书卷，其上的幻象都要残败。 像葡萄树的叶子残败，又像无花果树的叶子残败一样，因为我的刀在天上已经喝住，这刀必临到以东和我所咒诅的民，要是行审判，耶和华的刀满了血，用自由和羊羔、公山羊的血，并公绵羊腰子的自由滋润的，因为耶和华。
Today, I want to walk through this one verse at a time, and I want to ask four questions.
今天我会一节一节的经文去看，我要问四个问题。
What is the wrath of God like?
神的愤怒是怎么样的一回事？
Why does God have wrath?
为什么神会愤怒？
Where does the wrath of God lead?
神的愤怒会带到我们到什么地方?
And how can we respond to God?
那我们可以怎么回应神呢?
Okay, so look with me at verse 1.
让我们一起来看第一节。
Look how Isaiah begins. Draw near, O nations, to hear.
看看以赛亚是怎么开始的? 他说列国呀,要侧耳而听。
Isaiah speaks with authority as though he expects us to listen.
以赛亚那个时候是很有权力、权柄的去讲这一段话，他就希望我们去好好的听。
And the reason is not that Isaiah is a man with authority, but that Isaiah is an ambassador of God.
不是因为以赛亚是一个很有权能的人，而是说他是神的先知。
So, in Isaiah, God is the high and holy one. He's the king of everything.
在以赛亚书，神就是那个万王之王。
He's the creator, he's the redeemer, he's the judge.
他是那一个审判的，他是那一个救赎的。
And right now he says, hey, come and listen.
现在神说，来听。
So, if it was a very small non-important person who is angry with the world.
如果是一个普通的人，很小的人，他对这个世界很有愤怒的话，
it would not be important to pay attention to that person.
那不太重要，我们可以不理这个人。
But when it's the God who created you,
但是如果是神，他创造你的神，
when it's our King,
是我们的神，
it's important to pay attention.
那我们就应当要听。
Well, what is the wrath of God like? Look at verse 2.
神的愤怒是怎么样的? 我们一起来看第二节。
It says, the Lord is enraged against all the nations.
他说因为耶和华向万国发愤恨。
Now, does the Bible really teach that God is angry?
就是在圣经里面有没有教导我们说神是一个愤怒的神？
This really stands out to me because I don't like to think about God as angry.
Yeah, 其实来我不太喜欢听到神是一个愤怒的神。
But let's just look at a few verses throughout the Bible.
但是让我们回到圣经里面来看几段经文。
Psalm chapter 7 verse 11 says that the Lord is a righteous judge who feels indignation every day.
在诗篇七章十一节哪里说神是公义的审判者，又是天天向恶人发怒的神。
Romans 1:18 says the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who by their unrighteousness suppress the truth.
在罗马书一章十八节哪里说原来神的愤怒从天上显明在一切不前不义的人身上。就是那些行不义阻挡真理的人。
Now, the portrait or the picture of God in the Bible is very complex.
我们在圣经里面所看见的神其实是一个非常非常复杂的一个画面。
Just like you, you are a complex person.
就是好像我们一样，我们都是一个非常复杂的一个人。
A lot of different things make you up, and one of those things is wrath.
我们里面都有很多 不一样的性情在我们里面，其中一样就是愤怒。
So, God is not all wrath. The Bible says God is love.
但是在圣经里面，神也不是完全的愤怒，在圣经里面也讲到神是爱。
But here, for some reason, Isaiah focuses on the angry parts of God.
但是在这里，在以赛亚书里面，以赛亚书所给我们看见的就是一个愤怒的神。
Wouldn't you expect the Bible to hush this up?
你们有没有想过，为什么那一个圣经没有把这神的愤怒比较低调一点？
After all, the people who wrote the Bible want you to come to God, to believe in God.
当写圣经的人都希望大家可以来到神那里。
Nobody says, come over to my house after church, eat lunch with my family. I'm very angry with you.
没有人说了今天下午来就是教会以后来我家一起来吃一顿饭。之后他说但是我会对你很饿很愤怒的。
Or maybe you have had that experience.
但可能你曾经经历过这样的情形。
You know, I think though, this is good news.
我觉得这个是好信息。
God is not giving us the cold shoulder.
神不是给我们一个冰冰冷冷的一面。
Maybe some of you who are married, when you get in a conflict with your spouse, it's tempting to cut off communication, to not speak.
有一些时候可能特别我们结婚之后如果我们的那个配偶有一些争吵的时候可能我们就不想跟他再聊了。
And wouldn't it be sad if that was how God acted?
如果神也是那样的话那就有就是不觉得是心里不太好了。
But God does not give us the cold shoulder.
但是神不会跟我们有冰冰冷冷的。
Look at the presence of God's wrath.
让我们看到再看神的愤怒是怎么样的。
It says the Lord is enraged against all nations in verse 2.
在以赛亚书34章2节那里说耶和华向万国发愤恨。
Furious against all their host.
Yeah.
That word all is very powerful.
是万国。
Oh, yeah. Not just some.
不是其, like, 有一些国家。
The Bible says everywhere you go, no matter where, no matter what time of day, you're traveling under the dark cloud of God's wrath.
无论你去到哪里，无论是什么地方，你都在神的愤怒底下。
Just like there's nowhere you could go to escape from the love of God.
就是好像你没有办法逃避神的爱一样。
There's also nowhere you can go to escape from God's wrath.
你也没有办法逃避神的愤怒。
Except for one place, but we'll talk about that later.
是有一个地方可以，但是我们等一下才讲那一个地方。
God's wrath is intense.
神的愤怒是非常强大的。
Look at verse 3.
我们看一看第三节。
Their slain shall be cast out. The stench of their corpses shall rise. Their mountains will be soaked with blood.
被杀的必然抛弃尸首臭气上腾诸山被他们的血融化。
This is a disgusting and a very disheartening picture.
听起来真的是一个非常令人非常沮丧的一个画面。
Why do the bodies stink?
为什么那个尸首的臭气会上腾呢？
Because they're not buried.
因为那一些尸首没有被埋葬。
I don't know if this is offensive to you, but in Western culture, it's very offensive to not bury a body.
Yeah. 在西方社会里面，我们如果那个尸首如果没有被埋葬的时候，是一个非常不好的情况。
This is a way that we honor our dead.
Yeah. 当我们的亲人死掉的时候，我们是这样的尊敬他们的。
This is even a way we respect our enemies.
我们来。纵然是我们的敌人，我们也同样的尊敬他们，去埋葬他们。
So it's like God is saying, I will give you no respect at all.
就是好像神对我们说，我也不会尊敬你。
Or maybe there will be no one left to bury another.
可能也有一个可能性，就是已经没有其他的人把死去的人埋葬了。
Now, here I want to speak to a common misconception.
现在我要告诉你们一个很常见的误解。
Maybe you believe this. Sometimes I believe this, but it's not true.
有一些时候可能你也会可能 你跟我都会选择去相信这一些误解。
And that is, sometimes we think the Old Testament God is very angry. But in the New Testament, God is merciful, kind, gracious.
那个误解就是在旧约的圣经，神是非常的愤怒的，但是在新约的，他是非常的慈爱的。
But that dichotomy does not reflect the God of the Bible.
但是这样的两分法不是圣经其实所讲的神。
Because in the Old Testament, God is portrayed as very loving.
其实在旧约里面，神也是非常的慈爱的。
He is a faithful husband who stays with his wife even if she's unfaithful.
就是好像何西雅书里面讲到，纵然人是非常是离开神的，但是神还是信实的守着他们。
In the book of Psalms, we read the steadfast love of the Lord endures forever.
当我们看到那一个诗篇的时候，我们看到神的慈爱直到永远。
Now, in the New Testament,
在新约的时候
God, is also a God of wrath.
在新约的时候，我们还看到神是一个非常愤怒的神。
Here's how I know.
这样是我是这样知道的。
Read verse 4 in Isaiah 34.
看在以赛亚书34:4.
All the host of heaven shall rot away, the skies roll up like a scroll.
天上的星辰垂落于地，如同无花果树的被大风吹动。
That verse is quoted word for word in the book of Revelation.
其实那一段就在启示录里面一个字一个字的给那一个约翰写出来。
Only there it's quoted with one difference.
只有一个不一样的地方。
Instead of being called the wrath of God in Revelation chapter 6,
在启示录的第六章，他没有说那个是神的愤怒。
It's called the wrath of the Lamb.
是讲到羔羊的愤怒。
Now, who is the Lamb?
谁是羔羊啊？
We know this.
你们都知道。
We know that the Lamb is the Lamb that was slain for our sins.
你们都知道那个羔羊就是为了我们去死的耶稣基督。
The Lamb is Jesus.
那一个羔羊是耶稣。
Yet in Revelation chapter 6, this verse about God's anger is used in the person of Christ.
当启示录讲到神的愤怒的时候，他不是讲神的愤怒，是讲羔羊的愤怒。
So the wrath of God is not just an Old Testament doctrine. It's consistent in both the Old Testament and the New Testament.
所以神的愤怒不单单是在旧约里面，在新约里面也是同样的出现。
And the reason is God is consistent.
问题其实就因为神就是那一个一样的神，不变的神。
Now, Why is God angry?
那为什么神会愤怒呢?
Second question.
第一个问题就是为什么神会愤怒?
Do you know what the two commandments of God are?
你知不知道神的两个最大的诫命是什么?
Jesus was asked by a teacher, what is the greatest commandment in the law?
有人问耶稣说最大的诫命是什么?
And Jesus replied, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength.
耶稣对他说要尽心尽心尽意爱主你的神。
And love your neighbor as yourself.
其次就是爱人如己。
Now, in Isaiah, we see these people breaking these two commands.
在以赛亚书里面我们看到人就是不遵守这两个最大的诫命。
The previous 33 chapters in Isaiah are a record of their idolatry, how they've worshipped other gods.
其实在那个以赛亚书从一章到第三十三章里面就讲到当时的人是怎么去拜偶像。
So they have not loved God.
他们不爱神。
And we might think, oh, that's why God is angry.
可能我们以为为这就是因为这样所以神的愤怒降临在他们身上。
And that is true, but it is not complete.
对那个是对的但是不是完全的图画。
You see, another reason God is angry is because these people have not loved each other.
另外一个原因就是因为那个时代的人他们不互相彼此的相爱。
How do we know that?
我们怎么知道?
Read 5 and 6 with me.
我们立起来念第五节到第六节。
My sword has drunk its fill in the heavens. Behold, it descends for judgment upon Edom, upon the people I've devoted to destruction. The Lord has a sword. It is sated with blood. It is gorged with fat, with the blood of lambs and goats, the fat of kidneys, rams. The Lord has a sacrifice in Bozra, a great slaughter in the land of Edom.
第五节那里说，因为我的刀在天上已经喝出。这刀必临到以东和我所咒诅的民，要施行审判。耶和华的刀满了血，用脂油和羊羔、公山羊的血，并公绵羊的腰子的脂油滋润的。因为耶和华在波斯拉有限制的事，在以东地大行杀戮。
I like this because we get to take a foreign concept and make it a little more clear.
我喜欢这个因为这个好像我们不太明白的一个概念我现在告诉你们是怎么样一回事。
And the key to unlock these two verses is the name Edom.
这一段最重要比较难解的那一重要的字就是以东。
Now Edom is just a country that's very common in the Old Testament.
以东可能你们在圣经里面听过很多次。
It means red. It's actually the nickname of the man who founded the country.
可能问题就是可能那个以东那个名字就是红的意思就是旧约一个人的一个人。
So Edom's real name is Esau. His descendants are called the Edomites.
以东就是以东原本的名字就是以扫就是以东人的迟早。
These guys were neighbors of Israel. It was a neighboring country, but they were also more than neighbors.
以东人其实就是好像以色列人的邻居一样但是他们不单单是邻居那么简单。
They're family.
他们就是亲属。
So Esau and Jacob, these guys were brothers.
以扫跟雅各两个就是兄弟。
And as brothers, they ought to have cared for each other.
当他们是兄弟的时候当然他们应该是互相的帮忙互相的相爱。
That's not what happened.
那个时候没有发生这样的事。
When the Israelites were wandering through the wilderness, they came to Edom and they said, please help us.
当那个以色列人在旷野去走的时候他们经过以东那向以东人说请帮我请帮我们。
The Edomites closed their doors.
以东人就是把他们的门关了。
Later, an even worse thing happened.
Yeah, 再晚一点更坏的事更发生了。
And that is, the foreign nation of Babylon comes and takes over, conquers Israel.
Yeah, 那个时候巴比伦侵略了那一个以色列。
This is the really dark period in Israel's history we call the exile.
那个时候就是在 以色列里面非常的非常差的一段日子。
Now in that situation, Edom should have stood to the defense of their brothers, of their neighboring country.
在那个时候，那个以东，因为其实是他们的家人一样的，他们应该出来帮助以色列人。
But instead, they don't. They pillage. They join Babylon in conquering Israel.
但是那个时候，以东人并没有这样做，反而他们进来去抢，抢以色列人的物。
Here's a poem written about that in another book of the Bible called Obadiah.
在俄巴底亚书的时候，他讲到那个时候的情况。
The poem goes, because of the violence against your brother Jacob, you will be covered with shame. You will be destroyed forever. On the day you stood aloof, while strangers carried off his wealth, and foreigners entered his gates, and cast lots for Jerusalem, you were like one of them.
俄巴底亚书一章十节到十一节。因你向兄弟雅各行强暴，就会必遮盖你，你也必永远断绝。当外人掳掠雅各的财物，外邦人进入他的城门，为耶路撒冷。
Do you see what's happening here? No,
it's okay.
Okay. Do you see what's going on here?God's angry with Edom because they have betrayed their brothers.
耶和华对以东就是发愤怒，因为以东的人反过来对以色列人。
They broke the second commandment, love your neighbor as yourself.
Yeah, 在他们不遵守那一个第二大的诫命，就是爱人如己。
So the reason that God is angry is not simply a selfish one.
Yeah, 你想到神的真愤怒不是单单是自私的一个表现。
He sees how his people treat each other.
他看到他的子民是怎么样对待他们自己的家人。
And that causes his heart to burn.
Yeah, 所以他的心非常的沉。
Maybe we should say, how are we treating each other?
可能我们要问我们自己，那我们要怎么样对待弟兄姐妹了？
Okay, the third question is, where does the wrath of God lead?
第三个问题就是，神的愤怒会带领我们到什么地方？
We're still in verses 5 and 6.
我们还在第五节到第六节。
The wrath of God leads three places.
就是那一个神的愤怒会带来三个不同的后果。
First, the wrath of God leads to destruction.
第一个就是毁灭。
You see that in verse 5, the people I've devoted to total destruction.
第五节那里说我所咒诅的民，英文的翻译说他是被完全的毁灭了。
The destruction is a little more specific though.
那一个毁灭是很特别的一个毁灭。
In particular, it's the destruction of sacrifice.
特别是对于那个献祭的毁灭。
This is the second place that the wrath of God leads.
这个就是神的愤怒到另有第二个后果。
Leads to sacrifice.
就是献祭的毁灭。
So the language of sacrifice saturates verse 6.
到第六节的时候，我们就看到那一个献祭的那个画面。
First see the reference to blood and fat.
我们先看到那个血跟脂油。
Leviticus 17:11 says that the life is in the blood.
在利未记十七章十一节哪里？因为活物的生命是在血中。
And then the fat is that rich part, that sweet part of the animal. When you burn it, it produces a lot of smoke.
Yeah, 那一个脂油就是那一个在动物当中非常好的一个部分。当动物在祭坛上面给烧的时候，你就看到很多的烟会冒出来。
So in the Old Testament, when they burned an animal, it was like a great holy incense. to God.
所以当旧约的时候，当你看到那一个动物会在那一个祭坛上面给烧的时候，那个时候就有那一个好像很神圣的像一样的看见。
Now the word sacrifice in verse 6.
第六节所说的献祭。
The Lord has a sacrifice in Bozrah.
神在波斯拉的地方会有那一个献祭。
Bozra was the capital city of Edom.
那个地方就是以东的首都。
The word sacrifice is a Hebrew word zebah.
那这个献祭这个字在那个原文里面就是 zebah。
It means communion sacrifice.
那个就是大就是。这是很多大家一起的献祭。
In other words, there's a distance between God over here and people over here.
那个就是神在一边，人在另外一个地方。
That distance is the wrath of God.
这他们中间的距离就是神的愤怒。
So the zebah or the communion sacrifice.
那个 zebah 或是说那一个献祭。
Takes that wrath of God.
就是把神的愤怒拿走。
The animal dies.
那个动物死了。
And instead of a distance, God and people are brought back together.
那个以前神跟人中间是有一个距离的，就是因为那个动物的缘故，死了动物的缘故，所以人跟神可以和好了。
So this turning away of God's wrath is called, it's a big word, propitiation.
I forgot to to ask like how to translate this one. Yeah, 这个就是一个被我们在神学当中一个非常大的指向，对吧？赎罪。
Great. Yeah. Well, there you go. It leads to destruction.
Yeah.就是这个神的愤怒是到可以令到我们到毁灭哪里。
It leads to sacrifice.
到那一个献祭哪里。
Propitiation.
也到忘记赎罪哪里。
Third, it leads to the cross.
第三个赎罪就是去到十字架上面。
You see,When God says in verse 6, He has prepared a sacrifice, He's talking about the people themselves.
当神那里讲是讲到那一个人。
That's a sad reality because it means they can't sacrifice an animal instead.
其实是蛮可怜的，因为人已经不可以再把那个羔羊去献祭。
Instead, God requires their own lives.
神是要求人的生命。
When we don't love God,
当我们不爱神的时候，
when we don't love each other,
当我们不爱人的时候，
God requires our own lives.
神要我们的命。
That's pretty scary news.
真的是非常可怕。
But it's true for all of us.
但是这个可怕的事是对我们每一个人的。
And the good news is that Jesus steps into our place.
好信息就是耶稣来到世界代替我们。
Just like the story of Abraham and Isaac, when Abraham was to sacrifice his only son.
就是好像我们很熟悉的亚伯拉罕跟以撒的故事。
God provided a ram.
神准备了那一个羔羊。
That's what Jesus is like.
这个就是好像耶稣基督一样。
God loved the world so much that he gave his son to endure the wrath that we had stored up for ourselves.
神爱世人，爱我们到一个地步，他愿意献上自己的生命，为了就是代替我们的罪，承受神的愤怒。
He was substituted in our place.
神代替了我们。
He paid our debt.
他把罪债付上。
Instead of taking our blood, God is satisfied with the blood of Jesus.
我们不需要付上自己的血，耶稣基督付上他的血。
So in 1 John chapter 2, verse 1 and 2, it uses this word propitiation.
约翰福音二章一到二节，他就讲到这一个赎罪这一个事。
Says, my little children, I'm writing these things to you so that you may not sin.
小子们啊，我将这些话写给你们，是叫你们不犯罪。
But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one.
若有人犯罪，在父那里，我有一位宗保，就是那位，那义者耶稣基督。
He's the propitiation for our sins, not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world.
他为我们的罪做了挽回祭，不是神为我们的罪，是也是为普天下人的罪。
Okay, finally, how do we respond to all this? How do we respond to the wrath of God? Because we don't want to just put a period there, say, okay, Jesus took the wrath of God for me, now I'll go out and live my life the way I please.
我们不想说，哦，神是有愤怒，但是耶稣基督已经代替我了，所以我就可以今天走出去过我自己喜爱过的生活。
So let me today give you three ways to respond to the doctrine, to the teaching of the wrath of God.
那今天我就给你三个不同的方法，来，我们来怎么样回应神的愤怒。
This will be the last thing that we do.
这个是我今天所说的最后的事。
So number one,
第一,
don't mess around with sin.
我们小心不要跟那个罪距离太近。
Remembering God's wrath helps to put certain sins in perspective.
当我们明白神的愤怒的时候，我们就会更加明白那一个罪在我们生命当中的是怎么一回事。
If you would turn in your Bible to Ephesians chapter 5.
我们一起看，打开圣经到以弗所书五章。
So this is in the New Testament.
在新约。
I'll start reading from verse 1.
我先讲到第一节。
Says, therefore be imitators of God as beloved children.
所以你们要效法神，好像蒙慈爱的。
Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God.
也要凭爱心行事，正如耶稣爱我们，为我们舍了自己，当作馨香的供物和祭物献与神。But
sexual immorality and all impurity or covetousness must not even be named among you, as is proper among saints.
至于淫乱、并一切污秽或是贪婪，在你们中间连话题都不会提，不要和圣徒的体统。对不起。You're okay. Let
there be no filthiness or foolish talk, crudeness, joking.
淫词、妄话和嬉笑的话都不相宜。
These things are out of place. Instead, let there be thanksgiving.
总要说感谢的话。
And he says, for you may be sure of this.
Yeah, 你们可能要小心。
Everyone who is sexually immoral or impure or who is covetous, that is an idolater, has no inheritance in the wrath of God.
这些是跟神的愤怒都没有分的。
In the kingdom of God.
他的意思就是在跟那个神的国是没有关系的。
He says, let no one deceive you with empty words.
他说不要让人家给你不要被人虚浮的话语欺控。
And he says, for because of these things, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience.
因为这些事，神的愤怒必临到那叛逆之子。
So one legitimate way to use this teaching that God has wrath is to encourage us not to sin.
当我们知道有神的愤怒的时候，我们就应该知道我们不应该再犯罪了。And
so the message is repent.
所以那个我们就要悔改。
Number two.
第二,
Don't mess around with guilt.
我们也不需要再内疚了。
Jesus Christ is your propitiation.
耶稣基督就是我们的赎罪。
The wrath of God is gone.
神的愤怒已经没有了。
I said earlier, there is nowhere on earth you can escape from the wrath of God except for in one place.
我之前说过，在一个世界上面，我们没有办法去逃避神的愤怒，除了在一个地方。
And that one place is in Jesus Christ.
哪一个地方就是在耶稣基督里面。
He has taken the wrath of God for us.
他承受了神的愤怒。
And now there is no wrath for you.
所以现在神的愤怒已经不在你的身上。
So do you feel guilty?
但是你还会觉得内疚吗?
Do you feel depressed?
你觉得沮丧吗?
Do you feel the weight of God's wrath on your shoulders?
你觉得神的愤怒就在你的肩头上吗?
Let it go.
我们可以把它拿掉。
Jesus Christ has drank the cup of God's wrath, and now it is empty.
耶稣基督已经喝了那个苦杯，把那个愤怒已经喝掉了。现在那个苦，那个愤怒已经是没有，那个苦杯已经是空的了。Okay,
third and finally.
第三，最后的。
The wrath of God has a very specific application for those who struggle with wrath themselves.
神的愤怒也对我们那一些，我们其实如果我们里面还有很多愤怒的人是有帮助的。So
I've struggled with anger.
我自己很多时候也会有愤怒在我里面。That's
why I talked to that old woman about it at my church.
所以我就跟那个我教会那个老姐妹去谈话。And
God has used Isaiah 34 to reveal something miraculous to me.
神透过以赛亚书34章，让我看到有一个很新的图画。Very
often I try to battle my anger with the knowledge of God's love and forgiveness.
很多时候，当我有愤怒的时候，我就会想到神的爱。But
I think with Isaiah 34, what God is telling me is, take your anger captive to God's anger.
他说，就是我们可以给，当我们知道神的愤怒的时候，神的愤怒可以包围了我们的愤怒。Remember
how righteous God's anger was.
你要想一想，神的愤怒是义路来的。Is
our anger that righteous?
我们的愤怒是义路吗？
Remember how God turned his anger away.
我们去看一看神怎么把他的愤怒拿走。
He canceled his anger on the cross.
他把这个愤怒就是他用十字架来满足了这个愤怒。
He satisfied his anger and he does not hold us accountable now.
他用十字架满足这个愤怒之后，我们就不需要再为这个愤怒付上代价。If
God would do that for us,
如果神会愿意这样的对待我们的时候，
with His righteous and His well-deserved anger,
就是来对他的愤怒，对他就是这个义怒。
Can't we turn away our measly anger from the people around us?
我们也可不可以不再算对我们不公平的人。So
if you have anger today,
如果今天你还有一些愤怒的话,
put it in perspective with the anger of God.
那你们可以去比对一下自己的愤怒跟神的义怒。Well,
I want to respond to God now just in a prayer, so please pray with me.
我想现在我们一起来做一个祷告。
God, help us realize how deeply we have sinned against you.
神啊，帮助我们，让我们知道我们怎么样去犯罪，以前是怎么样的犯罪，对，亏对你。
How great an anger we've kindled in your heart.
Yeah, 我们把因为我们的罪的缘故，令到你有多愤怒。
Help us to realize that you've forgiven us by grace in Jesus.
帮助我们，让我们知道是耶稣基督的恩典，我们才可以给饶恕。
He drank the cup of wrath in our place by dying on the cross.
他喝了，他死在十字架上，为我们喝了那一个苦杯，神的义怒的杯。
Thank you for providing that sacrifice.
感谢主你，感谢你，付上那一个那一个代赎。
Thank you for giving yourself for us, Jesus.
感谢你，感谢你愿意自己也付上了。
God, please teach us to be merciful.
神啊，求你帮助我们，让我们懂得怎么怜恤人。
You said, "Blessed are the merciful; they shall obtain mercy."
你说怜恤的人有福了，因为他们必蒙怜恤。
You say, "Judge not, lest you be judged."
你说你们不要论断人，免得你们被论断。
So we pray, "Have mercy on us today."
主啊，求你也怜恤我们。
And we ask all this in Jesus' name.
主啊，以上是奉主耶稣名代求。
Amen.
Amen.